as you join us for worship on this week, beginning the 26th of July. We continue this morning our reflections in the book of Psalms, and this morning we turn to Psalm 113. Wherever you are and however you're joining us, may you sense God's presence as we worship together. Praise the Lord. We praise his glorious name. Praise the Lord. We praise him in this corner of his world. Praise the Lord. We praise his gentle touch. Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord together. Let us worship God.
Praise the Lord, his glory show. Alleluia. Saints within his courts below. Alleluia. Angels round his throne above. Alleluia. All that see and share his love. Alleluia. Earth to heaven and heaven to earth. Alleluia. Tell his wonders, sing his worth. Alleluia. Age to age and shore to shore. Praise him, praise him evermore. Alleluia. Praise the Lord, his mercies trace. Alleluia. Praise his providence and grace. Alleluia. All that he for us has done. Alleluia. All he sends us through his Son. Alleluia. Strings and voices, hands and hearts. Alleluia. In the concert, play your part. Alleluia. All that breathe your Lord adore. Alleluia. Praise him, praise him evermore. Alleluia.
Our reading this morning is Psalm 113. Listen for God's word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God.
This morning we heard Psalm 113 read for us. It's a psalm that has a very important place in the history of Judaism. It's the first of the Hallel, meaning praise psalms, beginning with Psalm 113 and then through to Psalm 118. They form a significant part of the Passover celebrations for the Jewish faith. Indeed, one of these psalms would have been the hymn that Jesus and the apostles sang at the conclusion of the Last Supper. Matthew in his Gospel records the words, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." The psalm begins with the words, "Praise the Lord." This translates from a single Hebrew word, "Hallelujah," in which Yah is the shortened form of the name of God, Yahweh. And when we hear that phrase, "Praise the Lord," it's not simply a statement or an exclamation. It is a command. In the Psalms, it appears 28 times, and it's generally followed by an explanation of why we should praise the Lord. In this particular psalm, I find it very interesting that the reason the Lord is to be praised is because of his care for the lowly. We read in verse 4, "Though the Lord is high above all nations and his glory above the heavens, he stoops down and raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He gives the barren woman a home, making her the joyous mother of children." In other words, for those who are socially, economically, or culturally marginalised, they find in the exalted King of heaven and earth a helper and a protector. I'm very aware that sometimes we can be rather inward looking or parochial in our view of the world. And perhaps that has been particularly true in recent months. Our news outlets have focused largely on the effects of COVID-19 in the UK and in our local area. But what about the rest of the world? What about the effect of this pandemic on those who are the most needy? Normally in the month of May, we celebrate and recognise the work of Christian Aid during Christian Aid Week. And this year, the organisation produced a report in May 2020 called "Tipping Point: How the COVID-19 Pandemic Threatens to Push the World's Poorest to the Brink of Survival." This report highlights a series of immediate measures that need to be taken to address concerns. And it does this through the lens of four contexts: Sierra Leone, South Sudan, Gaza, and the Rohingya refugee response in Bangladesh. Each of these exemplifies the challenges facing the poorest countries in the world and the most vulnerable populations as they are faced with the pandemic. Let me share with you through one of those lenses, and this is South Sudan. The report says, "Very few places are less prepared to cope with the coronavirus pandemic than South Sudan. The world's youngest country is already dealing with a host of crippling challenges, including displacement and severe food shortages driven by years of deadly conflict, which has left people highly vulnerable to this new crisis. 7 of its 9 years since independence have been blighted by civil war, which has seen 400,000 people killed and a further 4 million displaced, nearly half of those internally. Fighting in the fertile agricultural heartland has hit food security, with 6 million facing hunger and starvation. During the conflict, some places have been pushed into famine." South Sudan has been ranked as the third most vulnerable country to COVID-19 impacts, and according to the World Food Programme, may be facing a hunger pandemic. This is because the effects of COVID-19 have come on top of locust swarms across East Africa that have destroyed crops, with a further infestation expected later in 2020, predicted to be 10 times stronger. In a country of 11 million people, there are only 4 ventilators, vital equipment needed to treat acute COVID-19 symptoms. The extreme shortage of equipment is symptomatic of a situation in which 3/4 of the population don't have access to healthcare. That paints one picture for us of South Sudan. And I would heartily encourage you to go to the Christian Aid website and to look for this report and to read about the impacts on other areas, the poorest and most needy in the world. It causes us to stop and to pause. The command to praise the Lord is not simply about the words we might sing in worship. It is a call, a command for us to consider the nature of the God we worship and to seek to reflect that nature as we live and move and have our being. That our very lives might be an offering of praise. That in the words of Psalm 113, seek to raise the poor from the dust and lift the needy. May God grant to us grace and wisdom to learn more of what it truly means to love Him and to love our neighbour as we love ourselves. Amen. And thanks be to God for His word.
You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety. Love.
Over a week ago, the Disasters Emergency Committee launched an appeal for the poorest of places affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of you may have seen this on television, heard it on the radio, or read it in a newspaper. Christian Aid is part of the Disasters Emergency Committee and very much involved in the efforts to reach out and help at this time. As we come to prayer now, the prayer I would like to use was written by Jess Hall for Christian Aid, and it's based around the words of that well-known hymn, How Great Thou Art. So we draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. Our souls sing out a joyful song. Our souls sing out how great thou art. We consider the works that you have made, the stars of the night, the leaves of the trees, the birds of the air, the oceans and streams. Our souls sing out a mournful song. Our souls grieve before our God. We consider the works our hands have made, the warming of the planet, the rising of the seas, the wilting of the harvest, devastating communities. Our souls sing out a contrite song. Our souls bow down low. We regret the works our hands have made, the impact on the poorest, the livelihoods lost, the deepening of poverty, the environmental and human cost. Our souls sing out a penitent song. Our souls turn back to what is right. We consider the good works our hands can make, the works of justice we can speak, the acts of love we can give, the hand of solidarity we can extend for others to fully live. Our souls sing out a hopeful song. Our souls look to the Lord, where our hope comes from. We consider the works you call us to, the love of our neighbour, the stewardship of the earth, the flourishing of all creation, the wonder of its worth. And Lord, before you now, reflecting on all that we have thought of in our worship this morning, we come in the quietness to bring our own prayer to you. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. And we join together in prayer in the words that Jesus taught his first followers, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. In a moment we come to our final item of worship for our service this morning. But let me say that I know some of you will have been deeply affected by this concern raised today for those worst hit in the poorest areas of the world by the recent pandemic. God calls on us to care, to love and to share, to pray and to give as we are able to do. Please do go to the Christian Aid website where you'll be able to find out lots more information about how you can be involved. We worship God now in the singing of our final praise.
Come, children, join and sing. Alleluia, amen. Loud praise to Christ our King. Alleluia, amen. Voice before his throne rejoice, praises his gracious choice. Alleluia, amen. Come, lift your hearts on high. Alleluia, amen. Let praises fill the sky. Alleluia, amen. He is our guide and friend. On him we can depend. His love shall never end. Alleluia, amen. Sing praises loud and long. Alleluia, amen. Life shall not end the song. Alleluia, amen. On heaven's blissful shore, his goodness we'll adore, singing forevermore. Alleluia, amen.
Let us go then and share the love of God who reigns on high, and yet who meets us in Jesus among the lowly, the poor, the needy, and who invites us to care for them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit today and every day. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon you and upon all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.